And welcome back to the studio here with me, Asya and Lorcan. We have a CEO of Sphenoid, Maureen Mulligan, with us on the line. Morning, Maureen.
Good morning to you, Asya.
How are you?
And to all your listeners.
Thank you very much. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you.
Okay, Maureen. Tell me, what is Sphenoid first, before we go to any further?
Well, Sphenoid Ireland promotes health and well-being in the young with a focus on the treatment of violence.
Okay.
Now, we have a long track record working in the care with the care of youth in the treatment of violence and with a focus working with them in prison.
In prison as well. Okay.
In
what services
well.
Do you provide, actually?
Sorry, I didn't hear
what
that.
What services do you provide?
Well, we provide a roll-in program. Mm-hmm. For a comprehensive program to meet the needs of youths with histories of violence or cultural violence or family violence.
Okay.
Cultural poverty and histories of violence in the families or cultural violence itself, war, that type of thing. We give advice to families on the best way of protecting their youths who are out of control.
Okay, and out of control means, are they aggressive or just because of the drugs or because of...
Well, one young man we worked with was both suicidal, homicidal. His father had been murdered.
Okay.
And he just went completely out of control. Mm-hmm. So we were invited by the court to see if we could support this young man out of his grief. So with some of them, anxiety and emotional insecurity underlines the aggressive behaviour. And this can lead to red, missed anger and violence with youths. And as you know, with our young people in Ireland, the highest cause of death in youths under 35 is suicide. So they're hurting themselves. And families are living in Ireland, are living in fear and in grief through loss.
Yeah, so... Essentially, what Sphenoid is doing is like providing a different outlet for people who are, you know, suffering from cultural violence or, you know, cultural poverty and stuff like that, you know, to a different outlet, you know, maybe express their feelings and get their emotions across instead of, you know, going down the dark road to the suicide.
Exactly. And our focus is we work with natural medicine or osteopathy acupuncture.
Yeah.
So we try to get them beneath the problem, symptomatic problem, or the management of it with drugs, more drugs, and yet more drugs.
Yeah.
For some of them, it doesn't work.
Oh, of course,
A lot of the young people, they self-medicate on their pain. They're drinking, they're taking drugs, but it's not actually reaching the problem.
Yeah, because, you know, alcohol is a depressant itself, and like most of the drugs...
I'd say in the short term, for some, it keeps them alive, you know, very short term.
Oh, really?
But if we don't deal with the problem of violence and their management of it, we're all in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does spill out into the community and they can be reached. I mean, this is the good news.
Of course.
Sphenoid Ireland, we've achieved EU... Horizon 2020 research collaboration with Italy and with the United States and Nepal in promoting health and well-being in the young. Now, I've been trying to locate pilot sites in Ireland that we can work with this research so that they'd have a complete rolling program. They'd have everything they need. It would be a residential and they'd have a month completely health program for them, nutrition, osteopathy, everything they actually need.
Yeah.
And like a conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come in angry and hurt and they'll go out with a purpose in life.
Yeah.
You know,
anger
is earthed. At the moment, we contain them and punish them, but that's mm-hmm. not the way forward.
Yeah.
It just reinforces the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the outcome of that is more suffering for us all. Because every time we lose one of them, it does affect us all. This is the perspective of collective natural medicine. We think everyone that's in pain affects all of us. And so the way forward is to deal with the underlying problem that they're holding.
Yeah. And just letting them, you know, letting them know that there's, you know, there is a place to go, like that, you know, someone does care, and there's a place to listen.
Some of them, they're so injured that won't even do it. No amount of talking, they can't hear, the talk won't reach, the counselling won't reach that level of pain.
Okay.
So we work at an osteopathic level, working with at a cellular intelligence level, because the cells hold pain memory. If I've had a traumatic tragedy, no matter how nice you are to me and you sit and talk to me, it may not reach that pain. For some of the young people we've worked with, some of them are totally isolated. They can't go out of the house. We have outreach teams that go out to some of them. Some of them can't leave the home.
No.
Can't talk to anyone. So, you know, counselling is limited there because there's nothing they can say. They're just so traumatised.
Yeah.
They can't sleep, they can't eat, and they just want to die, you know? So how do you reach a young person like that? Can you punish them out of this? I don't think so.
No.
And my history, if you like, is working within the prisons. I have a long history of working with a team in the prisons in the UK, team of 200. And my motivation, in part, was I've worked in the children's prison. And I've seen some terrible things there. I've one of our officers was beneath a padded cell, if you like, and we hear them roaring in the cells. We were allowed limited access to manage them then, but that's motivated my ongoing work towards research in Europe to see young people in such a terrible state, screaming out of the window and from padded cells saying that they want to die, and the young person in the cell next to them saying, think of your mother, you mustn't do it, think of your mother, trying to co-counsel each other. And these were youths under 16 years of age.
Wow. Which is, now, you know, you don't expect, you know, kids of that age, and essentially they are kids of that age, you know, thinking about that type of stuff. But
so
what
I'd like to do is, like, I'm sure you're thinking, why Mandela? Well, the Mandelas, we reach them through the medium they love. A lot of these young people that we're working with won't pick up the phone and say, I need help. So they love cars, they love racing cars.
Yeah.
And we've got an initiative underway there. And I'd like to thank Keith Gallagher and the Mandela team. I know you'll be talking to them later on.
Mm-hmm.
And Danielle Murphy, the European Queen of Drift, the young people really love her.
Yeah.
Also Danny Barry, Frank and Mary, the rest of the A-team, if you like, the Sphenoid A-team, for all the work they do for us. All our team are volunteers, including myself.
Okay.
We've managed to achieve getting to Europe with a team of voluntary workers, which is which we're really, really pleased about.
Okay. And can I just ask, maybe to just explain it more in depth, it says here you go about this using, you know, a range of conventional medicine and natural therapeutic practices. Could you just talk a bit more about the natural therapeutic practices that you'd use to, you know, try and help these people through their difficult times?
Well, what we do is, the first thing we'd look at what they're eating.
Okay.
We'd want to eliminate, there's nutrition involved. What are they eating? Are they lots of sugar? You know, too much bread, too much red meat. We'd start to cut. We'd look at. They'd go through a full nutritional assessment to see what vitamins and minerals and what's lacking there.
Mm-hmm.
Because with a lot of them, sugar can motivate. Some of the fizzy drinks can motivate the negative behaviour. They can be having a reaction to some foods.
Yeah.
So we'd be looking at that. And the very first thing we would work with them is with osteopathy. Because I'm sure some of you are curious, what is sphenoid? What does that mean? Well, the sphenoid links into osteopathy. The sphenoid bone articulates with 12 cranial bones neurologically. So the first thing we would work with the young people is osteopathic care, just to see if they've got any faults or injuries as a result of either mental or emotional pain can cause a physical lack of symmetry, if you like, in the body and in the mind. So the first thing they would have is their osteopathy. They'd have nutrition. We'd set up counselling. There's group therapy. And then we'd be those fitness exercise. We'd take them walking for miles.
Mm-hmm.
We'd look at their interest. A lot of these in the prison who were robbing cars were interested in learning how the mechanics of them.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of taking the attention and focusing it constructively. Danny Barry, Motorsports, he has said he'll help get a project up and running so that we can start teaching them a little about maintaining, you know, taking the energy from the negative into the positive. So we look at it, because I've never met a child that can't be turned around. I've worked in prisons for years with hundreds of practitioners. I've never met somebody that I've said, that a child, that he's gone completely, that can't be relocated, given the support to do so.
Yeah.
So this the program that we're putting forward would be a role in, there's a pre-admission, so they'd have all the conventional assessments that the research would assess them conventionally to see, you know, are there any medical problems that's causing this behaviour? Are there nutritional problems? And then we'd look at their life history, you know. It was there pain in the family? Have they absorbed violence from within a violent family dynamic in which there is unprocessed, unfinished business, you know? That's very important, because there can be histories in the family where the parents are holding pain. It's been acted out by the child. So if we work with all that, we start to restore order, or giving the child the power back to have a life, because a wasted child's life is really tragedy into the future for us all, because they're going to cause trouble. There's going to be crime into the future from a child that's not centred constructively and positively. So we've worked with families in which there's war between the parents, and the child has to act that negative out, if you like, at some form. Or drink on it, or take their drugs on it. I know I'm talking a lot.
No, you're absolutely right. That's what our listeners need to know.
Our focus is on strengthening the immune system through cranial osteopathy, nutrition, acupuncture. But also, all the practitioners are specially trained to work with it. So it's called person-centred training, so that a practitioner has had to look at violence and angry. They've had to look at all their own stuff before they can work with somebody. A practitioner has to work with their problem with anger before they can stand in a room with an angry child. Because we'd say if an adult has anger or negativity there, they haven't dealt with their issues. They're not much use in a room full of difficult children. And what I'd also like to mention is that the care, the workers that work with the children, we've had three psychiatric nurses that we've dealt with that couldn't cope with the violence that has been put on them within the work environment, and they've attempted suicide themselves. So people that are working with violence are very affected by it, and they too need to be considered. And we don't do that. I've worked with nurses that, you know, it was expected of them, this is your job. One of them was thrown around the room and, you know, a taxi was called and off they went home. It's part of the job. So one of the particular nurses we worked with just couldn't cope with it afterwards, after the attack she'd had at work. Are you still there?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. We're just listening intently. It's
in the workplace.
Yeah, no. It's a heavy subject matter, and you know the work that you guys do at Svenoud Ireland is you know it's thankless, and it's tough, and but it's really necessary, because you know, like you said, these are young people, and this, you know, you can't just give up on them, and like you said, it's all voluntary, and it's a really good organisation that you're doing, and you know, fair play to you.
Well, we receive medical referrals from their GPs and their psychiatrists, and we engage with the guards. The guards have been of great support to us in our work. We engage with the guards if there's a situation of risk, and they're marvellous. We've had to go to certain points where they've threatened to kill themselves or harm somebody else, and there's been, you know, constructive intervention for them, and immediately they get them the help immediately. So it's about teamwork, and thank you for touching in on the importance of what we're doing, because they tend to be a group. They might be seen as little vandals or bousies or whatever, but I mean, they all have a mother, and the mothers want them to behave. So I'd like to say that one letter I'm really pleased with. I've been requested, one of the target groups is the mothers and the women of the travelling community have contacted us and asked for a programme to help them work with their youths in Dublin. So our particular target groups we've been working with have been young war veterans, the travelling community, and young prisoners, and families within the community that are affected by violence and don't know what to do about it, the constructive path forward. What do we do? What do we have to do when we've got a child that's running wild in the house or cutting themselves? What do we do? A lot of families don't know what to do under those circumstances. So they ring us and we start the process of taking the control back in the house, and in which we work with the families to see if there any way they're enabling it, you know.
And Maureen, I know you're told that you worked in prison with young people.
Yes.
Do you feel that, I think probably you can just guide us, that, you know, sometimes the male ego, the young male ego, is not allowing the young people to share their true problem initially. If they have shared it initially, the problem they don't need to go to that situation where they were that time, probably the jail or suicide. Do you think the male ego, the young male ego, is a big hurdle?
Well, we're not very good at developing it, are we? In this, you know, in the we're expecting them to achieve. We've got to think of their survival. I mean, with the young male ego, I mean, we're not nurturing it to in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We've lost that. We've lost the family development of you know, working with the young male ego to get him to feel a sense of purpose, sense of family, sense of community. So for some of them, it's in the negative. They're finding that bond working within gangs. You know, if we don't nurture in the positive, they'll develop in the negative. So yes, I agree with you totally that we do have to consider the young male ego and its development. But what I have discovered in the prison, I remember when I was asked to work with the young offenders initially, I said, oh no. I said, because we our team was with the sentenced men, and I said, well, you know, we'll work with the women next. But they said the young people, and what I found when I dropped my negative, which wasn't even valid, that they turned around very quickly. So that young defensive male ego, it's an act, you know, for them to survive and to get a sense of self-worth with their peers. So we found that if you give them the support, that drops immediately, and they say that they want to work, they want a job, they want a family, they want to be with their family. That's what they say to us when the door is shut, you know. But they have to survive out there, and for some of them, the gang culture is the family bond. Like, we need to change that as a community, and I really believe we can do that. The will is there to do it. We can do it.
True.
We have to do it. It isn't a choice. Like, we have to reclaim the lost young people. Every one of them matters. You know, every child is important.
True.
And I do believe the positive strength is stronger than the weak will.
You have such...
how negatively it's been utilised. Sorry, I should...
No, you're absolutely right. It's because you have such a huge experience in hand, and you have worked with them for so many years. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give it to us as a society to if we see in our surroundings, you know, these kind of children, we feel that they're upset, but they're not seeing it. So what we need to do as a society?
You don't give up on any child and you put something constructive in place to change it about. And this prevents them into gangs and into their minds being available. See, if you don't focus it and transform it into the positive, it will be used by the negative. That's natural energy law. So then we get radical, you know, they need a purpose, whether it's a negative one or a positive one. So let's put something positive in place and reclaim them. And when we reclaim them, they're the ones that provide the energy to bring around the change for the others.
Brilliant.
That's what happened in the prisons. We work with prisoners, and some of the worst prisoners we've worked with have gone on the wing and tapped on the shoulder and said, don't give that fella drugs. And this would be one of the main drug supplier. When they found their purpose or their right action, they'd put an end to it and they'd put the strength to overcome the negative. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yes, exactly.
So this is what we can do as a community, as a whole, because we're all important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just energy gone the wrong way.
True.
All this violence out there, we can't change it. There is a start to a change.
Yeah, we need to bring them back.
Well, yeah, they're just at the bottom of the circle now, so it needs to move up again into knowing non-violence from blind, you know, bonding from the negative. If, you know, it's just a lost sheep, if you like, or a lost child. Well, you can get them back. And this is, I'm not, my thinking is not, you know, liberal, fairy. I'm a naturopath. I've spent 30 years, 40 years working with violence in the worst prisons. I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this. And the good news, I suppose, for me after my 30 years is that I'm now in collaboration with Sigmund Freud University in Italy. They're wonderful. The National University War Vets in California.
Mm-hmm.
And the Department of Health in Nepal. And we're all working together to bring this through. You know, there is the positive there that you don't hear about. You haven't heard about our work, but we haven't necessarily looked for that attention. We've quietly worked away getting this up and going. So there is a force of positive that's, if you like, attacking the negative and bringing an end to violence out there.
Maureen, if anybody wants to contact Sfeen at Ireland, and if they're struggling or they're having these kind of issues and the kind of children around them, what is the easiest way to contact you and your website and the work you've been doing and the services you're providing so they can take advantage of that services as well?
Well, we're info at sphenoidireland.ie if there's any practitioners out there that wants to give their time. Or any organisations that want to, you know, we are looking for organisations who'd like to be things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're more than welcome to come on board. I'm the current CEO, but I'd be very happy to stand down to a better one and focus on the research. That was always my intention. Like organisations like Mondello, that's the type of energies we need to step in to help us work with this. So if they want to contact us, it'd be info@sphenoidireland.ie. Mondello one is www.park.ie, Sphenoid Ireland. And, I mean, this is not fund. This, you know, it'd be great if we raise that, and we're not expecting to. This is year one. It's about awareness, and it's about working together and looking to start the process of getting something up and running for the young people.
Brilliant. Unfortunately, Maureen, we are running out of time. Hopefully, we'll take you on air in a couple of weeks' time and we'll be talking more about it. It was a pleasure talking to you, and
thanks,
thank you
Maureen.
Very much for
thank
giving
you,
all this morning. Information to our listeners. Thank
Bye.
You once again.
Bye for now. Bye.
Bye. That was such a huge and brilliant work they've been doing it, and especially, you know, working with young people.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, we need to, because that's what is happening. You see every second or third day that in the newspaper there is a news about the suicide attempt or suicide itself. So yes, we need to aware, we need to educate our young children, and we need to keep an eye as a society, as a parent, as the mentor of our young children. It's a time for another soundtrack. And Larkin?
Stereophonics, maybe tomorrow, Phoenix FM.